No, not November is over, boys. All right, now that I've attracted every man's attention, welcome to my podcast. This is, I guess, this is the November episode. I'm recording this in December because I forgot to make it. What the hell, I'm making it anyway. As long as I didn't completely forget, all is forgiven, right? Right. Oh, my jokes need to be better. Yeah, welcome to my podcast. Good old November, the month we get to relax right before Christmas. Is what I would have said if people fucking knew. Is what I would have said. If it wasn't for the fact that November has pretty much become Christmas the second month, or something along the lines of that. Yeah, too many people are celebrating Christmas way too early, and I kind of hate it for them. Yeah, I don't know, it just feels obnoxious, annoying, stupid, annoying. Have I said obnoxious and annoying yet? Like, Jesus Christ, there's still a. Jesus Christ, this is only fucking November. Hell, in the USA, they have Thanksgiving, and yet they're still celebrating, Christmas already before that. Like, every holiday is getting consumed by Christmas. Before we know it, we're gonna start getting ready for Christmas in fucking January. Some people might actually do that. Some people actually count down the days to Christmas. And I hate those people. Oh, hey, did you know Christmas is very shut the fuck up? I don't care. Let me have November to calm down. Last month was spooky. This month I would rather have to calm down from all the fucking, I don't know, holiday shenanigans, shenanigoons, shenanadoons. But yeah, I can't really blame them. I mean, it is capitalism, so it only comes natural. Yeah, but anyway. So what did I do in November? Well, I did my usual boring day. I also watched a bunch of movies. I have a bunch of movies to review. I went in and saw Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. And here's my honest review of it. It's great. It's probably one of, if not my favorite faithful movie, even beating out stuff like No Way Home. And it's not even by No Way Home. I feel like it. No Way Home. I feel like it's great because of the way it treated older characters. If it didn't have all of that, and if it was just the standard, oh hey, let's fix. Oh God, I accidentally broke the multiverse movie without having all those cameos. I feel like it would be less appreciated as it is now. It's still a great movie. It's just there are some obvious flaws to notice. This movie does not rely on, well, nostalgia to carry some of the scenes. In reality, it probably does the total opposite. Like, this movie is goddamn amazing. And it's also really long, but I think that length carries it. Considering the fact that I also want. Is there an effect that some other MCU projects were longer but were cut down, like Thor: Love and Thunder? This movie being long is actually a benefit. It gives the plot time to progress and carry and progressively, and it builds up. It just builds up, and eventually the plot escalates into the brutal final battle. Oh, by the way, spoilers ahead, because this movie is. I'm spoiling the shit out of him. But yeah, to be honest, there are a lot of upsides to this movie, and there are a lot of downsides. Actually, not that many. I think my biggest complaint is basically my mom's biggest complaint, at least, was the length. It was long, but I can't actually find anything to complain about. I just said that because I wanted something to say. Sorry about you baiting you. You just got you baited by me. How does it feel? Yeah, but I know a great movie when they leave the theater with a certain feeling. When I saw Avengers Endgame in cinemas, and I left with an incredible feeling inside. A feeling of pure joy. I loved that movie to death, watching it. And I still do love it to death. It's a great conclusion. And then shit went downhill. Real quick. But I'll get into it later. Who knows, might just do a dedicated episode to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I've seen fucking all of it. Huh. When will it end? I don't know. But yeah, Wakanda Forever was a great and fun movie. Did I see it? Yeah, probably did. But I think, now I'm diving into spoiler territory because the plot is what I'm talking about now. Alright, so if you don't want spoiled, skip ahead, or just skip ahead, okay? And I'll talk about other things. But yeah, ultimately, I think the plot is probably the strongest side of this movie. Basically, what the plot follows is it starts out with the UN calling out Wakanda for not delivering on the promises to T'Challa made, and the fact that they are actively trying to raid their senders to get the vibranium, and fucking failing. I think that's a great start to the movie, but we also see the true villain of the movie, the Talokans, I think they're called. And that reveal is great. Basically, just start off by seeing them basically kill an entire fucking big research thingy to find vibranium. And when two characters try to escape in a helicopter, that helicopter gets yanked and thrown by a flying boy. And I immediately knew as soon as I saw him fly that was Namor. The fact that they actually kept his wing, the fact that they actually kept the small wings on his ankles is fucking amazing and hilarious. But yeah, so Namor is a terrifying villain. He actually has a presence whenever he's on screen, and he fucking killed the Queen of Wakanda. Yeah, spoiler alert, Shuri's mother dies. Sorry to say, but, who knows. I am talking about a movie here, so we're kind of asking for it. But yeah, but he has such an intimidating presence when he first showed himself. He basically talked about and basically Shuri's mother, I seriously forgot her character's name, ask for what he knows about it, and Shuri just brings up the fact that he's literally covered in vibranium. But I think the greatest part about Namor's character is the fact he actually looks, than the fact that he actually cares about his people. Shuri shows mercy in the end spares him because she knows his people are reliant on him. They need him, so she spares him. And let's talk about Shuri. She's great in this movie. The movie delves great into territories of grief because they start up the movie by literally killing T'Challa. That's how they deal with Chadwick Boseman's sudden death. They just kill off T'Challa and they have probably one of the greatest funeral sequences in any movie. I cannot believe you. Not even the one later on. The one that we have for. Also, another thing I really love is M'Baku. Yeah, I'm just going to bring up M'Baku because he's a hilarious and funny guy. And this movie actually made him a great character. Like, for example, he actually knows shit. What? He literally says, what, just because we live in mountains doesn't mean we have access to books. I fucking love that line. Do I think the line that many come think of whenever they think of M'Baku's jokes in this movie is, you bald-headed demon, when he said that to Okoye after bringing after Namor first showed up and they brought it up in a meeting. Of that, you bald headed demon. Like, that was hilarious. But yeah. So M'Baku is also has a surprising presence in this movie. Like, he actually does shit to escalate the plot. He is actually useful. And hell, when Shuri, and hell, during the funeral of Shuri's mother, I cannot remember the name of her for the love of my life. Please think of it. Might be because the name wasn't actually spoken in the movie. Yeah, I blame that one. Yeah, I blame that. It's the fact that during the funeral after, you know, the parent mother, after the casket is carried away, the fact that he walks up to Shuri and basically tells her some encouraging words, is great. It shows him being a leader. Also, when Shuri shows up as the Black Panther, the first thing he does is arm wrestle her. The first thing he does is, who's stronger? He sees new Black Panther. Immediately challenges. Like, that's just M'Baku's character in a nutshell. Sees new Black Panther. Immediately challenges. Great character build. Yeah, I think this movie has a lot of strong suits. It's great. It's amazing. In my opinion, it's the best Phase 4 MCU movie. In my opinion. And it's such a tribute to Chadwick Boseman and what he brought to the MCU. Yeah. Also, the final battle is brutal. Basically, the final battle starts out with basically a Wakanda warship sailing out to sea to trick Namor and his people into attacking it. And so it does, Namor gets trapped inside the Black Panther ship, and their ship starts to dehydrate because at that point they had realized that Namor hydrated is way stronger when he is dehydrated, and if he's dehydrated, then he'll be easier to kill. So they try that, and it's. So, Shuri wants to bring him out to the desert, however, Namor is a fucking Chad. He grabs his spear, despite being weakened, and fucking explodes the jet he's in, that's actively dehydrating, before it could get to the fucking desert. He's such a Chad that even while being in active pain, he still fucking bombs through it, and fucking actually kind of wins that short scuffle. But then the new short scuffle appears, and he also kind of wins that one, the second round. Yeah, he won round one in the jet by blowing up the jet. And he won round two, and he won round two via stabbing Shuri with what I assume to be a wooden pole. Yes, I saw that as a wooden pole, fuck you. With a wooden pole, just jammed through her while she was wearing her Black Panther suit. He jammed what I assume is a piece of wood through fucking vibranium. That's how fucking strong he is. Or it could just be his spear, that would make more sense. But still fucking impressive that he jammed something through vibranium, which is really impressive. Like, aha, my armor is unbreakable. Oh no! Oh man. But in the end, it was great. Oh wait, I haven't gotten to the best part. Michael B. Jordan makes a cameo as Killmonger. So when Shuri basically drinks the heart shaped herb juice thingy. I seriously thought everyone was pregnant that wasn't defaked T'Challa, and I was just thinking, wait, is it gonna be the mother? Wait, is it gonna be the mother? But no, it was Killmonger. Yeah, Killmonger showed up in the movie. And this makes Killmonger even better of a villain. Because he actually challenges the mental mind, the mental compass, the moral compass of two Black Panthers. He literally convinces Shuri to just kill this fucking son of a bitch. And she actually tries to do that. If it wasn't for Neymar being such a Chad and powering through and breaking the jet they were in, basically exploding it with his wrong vibranium spear, then she would have killed him. So yeah, Neymar being a Chad saved his life. Oh yeah, by the way, Neymar's top tier villain. You cannot change my mind. And then, as Shuri has Neymar basically by the ropes, she sees the vision of her mother. See, I was originally thought she was going to see her mother first, and then she was going to do that just out of sheer vengeance. And then in the end, we were going to see T'Challa briefly, and that would motivate her. But no, it was her mother. I mean, it'd be kind of sad that we didn't get at least a small glimpse of him through a view vision. Like, it is possible. They have showed that is fucking possible before. I still fucking love Killmonger's cameo. It was amazing. Yeah, overall, movie is great. 10 out of 10. Go watch it. Or if you can't watch it, go watch it. No excuses. I will not accept those excuses of yours. Yeah, anyways, I've also watched some other movies. If you're skipping, you can stop. Yeah, as I told you, you can stop. Don't worry about it. Also, if you were skipping, pussy. Yeah, also watched Avatar. You know, the Blue People movie? It was boring. Honestly, I don't get how much fucking praise I get. It was fucking boring! There was so much dialogue that my brain basically said, can't you tell a story in different ways? Well, the movie was boring, I get it. The movie looked great, but you can't rely on visuals to carry a fucking movie. Again, my expectations were admittedly high after Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Because of how great that movie was, in my opinion. Some people might disagree with me, but I think that movie was amazing. But my god, was Avatar fucking boring. I've never before been so underwhelmed. Like, I knew he was going to reject humanity for blue pussy. But fucking Christ, does it ever take? But fucking Christ. And get this, there have a sequel on the way, which is the only reason I actually watched it was because my brother wanted to see it and might as well go along. And they even have a third and fourth movie already fucking planned. I shit you not. Overall, I get why it would have some praise, but it isn't a movie for me. The plot was boring, the storyline was boring, the characters were generic and boring. Everything, it was just boring. I didn't even find the creatures interesting, I just thought they were weird. So overall, Avatar, you know, 6 out of 10. Boring. Not for me. Not a movie for me. It was okay. I was visually intrigued by the visual. It did look amazing in the CGI. But the blue people actually look fucking awful to me. I hate the way they look. I cannot look at them for more than 5 minutes and not think ugly ass bitch. Seriously, I look at them and my mind immediately goes to, you're ugly. Like, they actually look, like, no. Yeah, it's an overall boring movie. So yeah, that was pretty much what I did in November. I watched some movies and I chilled in my normal me way. How? I'm fucking watching YouTube. That's what I watched. YouTube. Oh yeah, yesterday I baked with my mother and my grandma. That was actually really fun. But that was more related to December. And it is November. Yeah, anyway, so my November was casual and boring, and I watched a great movie and a boring movie. Overall, thank you so much for listening to this episode of my podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. No worries, now well, fuck off. Also, men, if you succeed in No Not November, get a life. Just saying.